In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, Europe stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States. But as witnessed during parts of President Bush's recent European trip, the show of unity is under strain. A study of newspaper editorials on both sides of the Atlantic tends to suggest that old tensions have resurfaced and new disagreements have emerged. And while transatlantic friction is nothing new, some say that what's different now is that the ties which prevented a serious rift in the past have weakened. So how does the relationship with the old world look from this side of the ocean? It's a little slice of France here in the U.S., created more than 20 years ago by owners Pierre and Jacqueline Chauvet. They come from a nation often regarded in Washington as one of America's most difficult allies. Anti-Americanism is common in France, where even the spread of the U.S. fast food giant McDonald's has been highly controversial. But Pierre Chauvet detects a shift in Gaelic attitudes.
Last year I went to France and McDonald's was packed on the Champs-Élysées. I went to Cannes, McDonald's was packed. And I mean, you know, I think the French change, especially the young people.
The French may be falling for Big Macs, but that doesn't mean they're prepared to swallow U.S. foreign policy. In France and elsewhere in Europe, there's considerable opposition to the prospect of military action against Saddam Hussein. That's because Europe and the United States have very different approaches to problem solving, according to Helmut Sonnenfeld, a longtime guest scholar at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
They believe that when there are problems, even rather dangerous problems, the way to deal with them is through engagement, contact. And there is a tendency in this country to think about the possible use of force because of precisely the kind of thing that happened in 9/11.
Iraq joins a laundry list of disagreements which are straining transatlantic relations. President Bush is already under fire in Europe over issues ranging from the death penalty to the environment. It all has a familiar feel to Washington Post columnist Sebastian Mallaby, who was brought up in Britain.
Ronald Reagan was portrayed as this quick-shooting, slow-thinking cowboy president, much in the way that I think now George Bush is portrayed. So in some sense, there is continuity.
European hostility is raising hackles in Washington.
I would say the perception of Europe at the moment is negative, if not outright hostile.
Says Desmond Dinan, who moved to the U.S. from his native Ireland in the mid-'80s and is now a professor at George Mason University in Alexandria, Virginia.
The feelings of hostility toward Europe come mostly from the right in the United States, and it has to do mostly with policy toward the Middle East and what is seen in right-wing circles here as Europe's criticism of Israel and of American policy toward Israel.
There's also concern in Washington about the widening gap in military capabilities between the U.S. and its European allies. Richard Pearl, a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and an influential conservative voice in Washington, predicts a time of shifting relationships.
As we look at the evolution of politics in Europe, the United Kingdom and Russia may be the two countries whose interests are most closely aligned, not with their European neighbors, but with the United States.
Sebastian Mallaby at the Washington Post says the end of the Cold War has changed perceptions of the United States in Europe.
There was this very real and present danger of the Soviet Union right on their doorsteps. And so ultimately, when push came to shove, they always sided with the United States. They sided with the alliance, with NATO, and so forth. Now, I think, it's much more a sense of an optional alliance with the United States. There's a sense that that failure is possible.
But supporters of strong transatlantic relations, like Helmut Sonnenfeld, predict that traditional ties will survive the current tensions.
Despite the strains and sometimes vigorous disagreements, the relationship between North America or the United States and Europe remains a unique international relationship.
So the current friction between the United States and Europe is either a return to business as usual or the start of a long-term readjustment.